Performing Perfection is the powerful new exhibition showing at the University of New South Wales Arts and Design Space from emerging artist Laura Nash. It explores the transformative effects of losing 105 kilos through weight loss surgery. Through her art, Laura reflects on her journey in discovering and rediscovering the self after a major transformation. Earlier this week, I caught up with Laura. Here's what she had to say about the inspiration and meaning behind Performing Perfection.
The main focuses would be twofold. So it's the, identity of like where I sit now and that kind of thing of like who Laura is now post weight loss, post this transformation. And it's also like the manifestation of excess. So how that kind of sits in a, pre-weight loss body and a post-weight loss body. So basically how I feel is you trade one form of excess for another. So you trade excess weight for excess skin. You can't have one without the other. So weight loss surgery is always like glorified as like, oh, you must feel so much better. You must be so much happier in yourself. You must have so much more energy. And it's, yeah, but because, now I have, this body that is very alien to me. That is, big on excess skin because, you can't lose 100 kilos. Skin doesn't work that way. It's like an overstretched elastic band. So it's kind of not necessarily finding acceptance in, but more reconciling in that excess. So like, and just adding, providing a kind of overall view of what I've been through in terms of excess, because it's the thing that's always niggling in the back of my head, like, oh, I can, wear such cool clothes, or, I have so much more freedom now that I'm not that big, but, so it's the but in this scenario, so that's kind of been the, the dual focus of what I've done. My majors were in drawing and painting, so when I'd started this, project looking at my transformation and exploring that through art, I had originally wrapped up with my oil paints and my charcoal and be like, yeah, let's do it, and that didn't obviously didn't really go as planned in that regard. I did like mock-ups of like areas of excess skin like in like photos, and I was gonna I had them printed out really large, and I was thinking in terms of composition and like tones and things like that. And then basically my feedback from those was, you don't need to paint these. These have that authenticity. You don't need to, transcribe them into another medium. They're good as is. So I initially I was more focused on like photography, and then for the final project and where I've moved on, finalization of my honors degree, I've moved into video. Because basically that movement, again, because I wanted to have my authentic experience, not something that's stylized. I just wanted to show what it was. So that's why I felt like I could most accurately get that through video. So in terms of what I've actually made, to start off, we've got excess, literally. So I've made a bag that weighs how much I've lost. So if you attempt to lift it, it weighs 100 kilos, and it's itself is an item of excess. It's 2.5 meters long, so it's just excess fabric holding so much weight. I filled it through with old clothes that no longer fit me that are like double my size, so it looks soft, but if you attempt to engage with this item, it's literally weighed down. To pair with that, I filmed myself displaying my excess while trying to lift the bag. And in this video, I'm trying as hard as I can to get this bag off the ground, and I can't move it. If you're a particularly, stupid, mad dude bro, you can get it off the ground if you really want to. But then there's always the deafening crash when they go, oh, wait, this is 100 kilos and I don't want to break my feet. So it is quite funny when you occasionally hear that big noise if you're not in the local area. But for me, someone that lived with that weight for 23 years, it's quite confronting that I can't even make it get off the ground. And I walked around for that. Then also I have my surgery footage. And that was quite challenging to work out how to display that, because basically if it's up open, like on a screen or projected, it's what your eye immediately goes to, because it's like it's that gore, it's that medical curiosity, it's, you know, how people like to watch medical documentaries, it's that kind of vibe it gets. So I decided to contain it. So instead of having it out in the open, I've made a freestanding display box where you have to look down into through a peephole. So it mirrors that notion of keyhole surgery and how that's actually performed. And yeah, it's quite voyeuristic, but it's also, yeah, it's contained and it allows for that escape. So you can still be in the exhibition, but not have to encounter the surgery footage if you don't want to, because it's definitely not everyone's cup of tea. I also filmed myself basically simulating the removal of excess, because that's basically the next point on the timeline. So we have point A being the surgery footage, and we have future points down the line that we haven't hit yet being the removal of excess, which is going to not be fun, to put it lightly. Like, I feel like I don't even know what pain is, because it's just a whole other level of just bad. So I'm trying to basically reconcile with that and work out, like, is it worth it? Is the outcome worth the cost? So that's why I basically film myself simulating that removal of excess, showing areas of excess skin, and then ripping away that simulation of skin. And it has a very visceral noise as well, which kind of makes people uncomfortable. But considering it's not that graphic, it is a bit of a disconnect between the two. Because people think, oh, band-aid level of pain, and yeah, there's no pain at all associated with it. But that's quite funny. And finally, I filmed myself trying on old clothes that, basically pieces of clothing that used to be like my favorite items. And, what I would wear when I wanted to feel like the most pretty or the most feminine. And basically filmed myself trying them on, because for the main fact, I still have them all. I haven't been able to let go of that old piece of myself, even though they're never going to fit. I don't want to wear them. They're not my style anymore, but I still have them, because what if, and it's something that all weight loss surgery patients, I feel like they, and people who just lost weight in general, it's the what if you gain it all back. What are you going to do? What are you going to wear? So it's that kind of fear that's made me hang on to this. So I wanted to film myself trying them on in kind of like an act of self-care, of like that discarding that you don't need to hold on to this. It's okay, you can let it go, and you can walk forward as a new, like, fully realized person.
Now, 105 kilos is a huge amount of weight to lose. Apart from the obvious physical dimensions, how has this changed and transformed you as a person?
Basically, if you'd met me 2 years ago, I would be a very different person, not just like appearance-wise, but also personality-wise, sitting in front of you, because I really feel like I've come into my own, if that makes sense, post-weight loss surgery. So it's not necessarily a gained confidence, it's more of a gained understanding. So I don't necessarily feel more confident, I just feel like I just am myself, so I don't have to hide behind like a body that didn't, connect with myself. In saying that, it's not necessarily entirely positive or negative experience. It just, is one, but it's not just, definitely not just a physical transformation. It's a ton of mental stuff. Like, people, will meet me who've known me from years ago, and they're like, oh, you're so different now. And it's just, the way I present myself has changed.
Yeah, so with the work, and you said that you've been doing it for your honours year, so that's like a full year.
Mm-hmm.
How have you kind of found just dealing with it pretty much every day and being confronted with, like this big moment in your life?
Yeah, so it's the way I would, like, if I could describe it in like two words, it's like challenging catharsis. So you spending a year working through something and like picking it apart to like the tiny like minuscule level, like really delving deep into it, is like, it's given me so much of a better understanding of myself. But obviously doing something like that for so long, it's it gets draining, obviously. But I wouldn't change what I've chosen to focus on for anything. to me, like where I currently sit and like academically wise, doing it like my honours year is the biggest thing I've ever done. And it would be remiss to not do focus that on the biggest thing that's happened to me with how my practice sits. So that's why the two link up. So it's been challenging, but I've gained so much at the same time.